God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Well, hello, this is your dog poet, hovering in the air above the darkness of the planet Earth, swathed in a material blanket of suffocating darkness, while the corporations run rampant like rabid swine with their cloven hooves dancing all over the heads of the people. Excuse me. And things have not been going beautifully so far for the dog poet. The dog poet picked up some kind of a bug. Last time the dog poet had a bug was 5 or 6 years ago. It just never happens to him. But things have been a little tense. Things have been difficult financially. Things have been difficult socially. I don't even have a social life and it's still difficult. What can I tell you? And things have, excuse me, been a little difficult domestically because, after all, I'm a raving lunatic and that's probably known more directly by the people around me as opposed to the people at a distance like yourselves who have the distinct advantage of not having to be around me. But I'm putting myself down, and I'm probably not being completely honest, but you know, it's always better when you're self-denigrating rather than being a flaming narcissist and telling you what a fantastic human being I am. I'd allow other people to speak for me, but they're not on this radio show, and that can be unfortunate. And of course, the dogs can't say much. Roof, roof. And basically, that's the extent of their vocabulary. But they're good dogs, and I'm a good dog, too, I think. Anyway, here we are approaching the nadir. Is that a correct word? We're approaching ground zero. Ground zero of the next terror attack. It's right up there on the menu. It's the special of the day. Specialty de la table. Of the table? No, that's probably not correct. I'm all screwed up. De maison. Okay, of the house. Yeah, let's call it a house, but it's probably a restaurant anyway. But of all I know, they live upstairs, and therefore it's a house and a restaurant. No, it's a floor wax, and it's a dessert topping. Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of something to talk about here, and pretty much talk about the things I always talk about, which is whatever it is that comes up. And all I can say now is the terror attack is on its way, and the corporations and the governments that they rule and the religions that they manipulate, they're all getting nastier and nastier and nastier. They don't want you to grow your own food because you can't poison yourself well enough like that. They try to do their best by destroying the Gulf of Mexico, and now they're killing everybody down there in the Gulf, and that's being kept off the news, but that's really not enough people, you know? They really need to get to the heartland, they got to kill the whole East Coast, and they got to wipe out California, which probably nobody else is going to be too put off by anyway. Yeah, joking. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright once said, speaking of architecture, at one point, God reached down and grabbed the eastern seaboard, and he shook it. and everything that was loose rolled to California. Well, that does not apply just to architecture. No, that applies to personnel and the rest of it. So that's where you have your largest conglomerate of airheads and the favorite sport and, I guess, social game playing for airhead is air kissing. It lets you know just how deeply people think of you, and when they're talking about doing lunch, what they really mean is doing you. But they'd rather do you from a distance because all that up-close touching, you know, it's a little, you know, doesn't have the right psychopathic effect of screwing someone at a distance. I believe it's okay to use that word. Let's just pretend I'm a carpenter, and I'm discussing some joining that has to take place in this framing I'm putting up in this house I'm not building. Good. Okay, I've covered myself. Which is good, because otherwise I'd be doing this show naked. And I realize that that's probably not a bad idea, but then again, who in the audience would know it? And then again, maybe that's not a good idea. Okay, well, let's move on to something else. Yes, the terror attack is coming. It's coming soon. It could be tomorrow, could be later in the week, but it's going to happen, baby, and it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's probably going to happen in two or three places at one time, and all hell is going to break loose. Not that it hasn't already, and we'll have to see how that affects the lifestyles of all the people listening here and all the people in now that don't have jobs because they took them away, and all the people that don't have savings, and all the people without much chance to make money to save because they took all your money, the banks did, in order to loan it back to you, which they're not doing. And they took your money to make up for their own stupid mistakes, which they were making in the process of trying to steal more from you on another level. So they steal on three or four different levels, and then when they can't steal anymore, they make you pay for the right to have them steal from you. And most of you don't mind, but most of you aren't listening to this show. Most of you are listening to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, what a beautiful human being. Well, my friends, it should be obvious to anyone with a brain, and certainly anyone with the capacity for objective reasoning, which I must suggest is a valuable tool to have. I recommend it for anyone who wants to see outside the box they've clocked you up in. If you have that, then you can see fairly clearly. And I want to point out that vision, the ability to see, has a great deal to do with the situation you find yourself in. Because seeing, perceiving, gaining the correct perception of things by being able to step away from your own personal judgment or subjective argument about the way things are, gives you the opportunity to see things in an analytical way without the interference of your personal ego and desires getting in the way. And when you can do that, your ability to see triggers some unique facilities within the human mind and heart, which operates like the intuition and several other things that makes it possible for you, to be in a situation where you're not going to be harmed by all the things that you would be harmed by if you couldn't see them. Ignorance is, in fact, a terrible prison in which you are locked up with the things that you don't comprehend, which victimize you to the point until you finally get a clue about what they are. Now a lot of people are thinking, God, it looks terrible right now. These are horrible times. The bad guys are doing more and more terrible things. Nobody's stopping them. It looks like they're going to keep right on doing it. What am I going to do? Les is so positive. He says everything's going to work out. Visible, actually. Forget Les. Les isn't involved in the process anymore. Anyway, but I see all this other stuff, but what you're seeing isn't real. What you are seeing is all of the villains being pushed outward so we can watch them in operation prior to them being judged for their actions. You see, they think they're taking greater and greater control of everything. They think they're coming more and more into possession of reality and all the things attendant to it. But in fact, they're exposing themselves more and more, which is a process of the apocalypse. And when the Punisher comes, which he will, he's going to be doing some serious butt-kicking with all these people who have exposed themselves to the degree that there's no argument or defense that they can present for the way they have behaved. And they're acting wildly and crazily, trying to accumulate far more than they will ever spend. They wouldn't in a lifetime spend it. They don't need it. It's some kind of a game now just to see how much they can get and how little they can leave you with, because for some reason, that makes sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because a healthy society profits everyone, the rich and the poor. But a very unhealthy society where too few rich have too much and too many people are completely poor and the middle class is destroyed, then it's not fun for anyone except a psychopath who enjoys the fact that other people are in misery while they eating their canapes and sipping these really expensive wines and, hiring these blow-up dolls that are strangely enough are mobile and pass themselves off as human, but as you and I know, they probably aren't if you've ever encountered any of them or had any interaction with them. I, in my younger days, did have this opportunity, and it was the biggest disappointment of my life, to understand that beauty does not accompany performance. No, that's why I like function and form. I like beauty that is also operative in terms of demonstrating what it does. I don't know what that makes me. Somebody who can't find the definition of what he's talking about, that's probably what it makes me. But that's quite okay with me. Because I know what I'm talking about in my own head. The unfortunate thing is that you might not. And I hate to deceive or confuse the listener, but all of us do, because to speak is to lie. But you can come close to the truth, and you can suggest the presence of it. You can indicate it in the way that algebra allows you to see around corners without actually being there. If you think about a lot of the things in your everyday life, you will find that the answers to everything that you want to know is right there in front of you. But we can't get out of our own ways. This is why people can know what their problem is, can know what the solution is, and won't fix it because they are the problem. And they can't fix the problem until they are no longer there, which means a certain kind of death. This is a wonderful death because it leads to immortality eventually, but people are frightened and scared by it, and this is why they're able to be manipulated, herded, and controlled by these vicious, I don't know even what to call these things, these entities. The human definition would not apply when we look at the things that Monsanto and BP have been engaged in. No, it's a terrible thing, folks, but I'm telling you, it's all going to work out. It's all being sorted out. God is getting them all out in a position where he can look directly at where they all are, and then he's going to step right down the middle of them, and then he's going to wail on them. I guarantee you this is going to happen. It happens every time. But then after a few hundred years, we forget, and history starts becoming fabricated, so we don't remember what actually happened at the time when these things happened, because the first thing these people do is change our view of history from the point where history started to exist again. But now this age is closing down. The apocalypse is here. Everything's being sorted and summed up. And a new age is coming. Unfortunately, for a whole lot of people, they don't want to hear about a new age. They don't want any part of it. They just want to be able to function in the old world. They just want their little piece of whatever it is there so they can just go on in dreamland with the television running all the time and run down to Pizza Slut and get themselves something that looks like it was made out of some sort of polystyrene, which quite possibly it is. Petroleum shows up in a lot of your food. All kinds of things go on, folks. But some of you are aware of these things, and possibly not. But I know we're all going through difficult times now. Even I'm going through difficult times. My finances have collapsed. All kinds of things are challenging me. But I know it's going to be okay. I'm absolutely certain of it. And I know within the next couple of days I will completely turn around. Because all of these things are tests to see how strong your faith is. God says, okay, let me just do a little of this with him. Let's see how he was with this. Okay, I have to make it go a little longer. His faith isn't good. But if it's really strong, the tests don't last very long. The tests aren't very intense because you can't really be tested if you have passed the test, which is to have absolute faith in the divine who exists within you, who is the better part of yourself. And the problem that all of us have is that we're operating out of our personal self, which is deluded, and which is as selfish and maybe just a little less competent than the real selfish people who are very, very clever and know how to go out and do all kinds of things, because there probably are some things that a lot of you won't do because you have a conscience. These people don't. And, of course, that hampers you operating in this world. So why not go to where a conscience becomes one of the most effective tools you can have? That's in your interaction and operation with the divine. Why not go where all the fine qualities are not only virtues but tremendous armor, protection, weapons, and all sorts of things, because you're operating in a world where the divine is the authority. You're not operating in a world where you have agreed that Satan is Lord and Master, and you operate and believe as if he is. And that's what a lot of people do. They pray to Jesus, but they're afraid of the devil. How can the devil have any effect over you if you're a friend of Jesus? It says so in the Bible. It says, greater is that is in you than what is in the world. And if Christ is for me, who can be against me? And greater things than I have done, you will do yourselves, because I go down to my Father. Well, I can find lines and lines and lines, those parts of the Bible that apply to the things I'm talking about. And then, of course, the fundamentalists find all the parts that apply to the part they're talking about as their wasteland in their mind expands and expands and expands, and their head begins to take control of everything around them, extending itself outward in a horizontal fashion, trying to subdue everything around them, which is impossible to do. No one has ever taken over the world. It has never happened. The earth is a sacred vessel. It retreats at the touch of the profane. It cannot happen. Ergo, if you're believing that, well, you have a problem in perception. You're not using your objective reasoning, and you're probably not going to the divine for help. You have to go to the divine. You have to ask insistently. Keep asking, bug the divine. Bug the divine till the divine yells at you and says, you better not make me come down there. Well, that's exactly what you want them to do, don't you? So you go ahead and bug God, drive him crazy, and don't let up. And I assure you, you're going to get results, because there is one. I know this for a fact, not just faith on my part. Doesn't mean that I'm operating in some high mucky-muck level or anything else. It just means that I have proven this to myself beyond a shadow of a doubt. Does not mean I'm not subjected to a lot of the same things as the rest of you either, okay? Well, look at that. It's time for me to get out of here, and thank God I got this done. What can I say? Well, I want to wish you all the very best. I want to wish you the protections and all the grace that the light will give you. But please just seek it. You have to do that. Otherwise, it can't be effective in your case. And so that said, my friends, you'll hear from me next week, if there is one. And I guess all I have left to say now is aloha and aru!
See him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.